This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen to Raheemi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Williams throws underneath. They go to Lovett. Way to go. And he's going to get there. Oh, and he's still going. On a 3rd and 13, they convert to the rookie tight end.
Colson Loveland catching balls, catching important balls this season. Game-winning touchdown in a win over the Bengals as the cardiac Bears keep your heart beating a little faster than you would like in the fourth quarter of these games. And that's fine, because you know what? Sometimes wins come at a price. Sometimes your stress is worth it. The anxiety is worth it. Back on Raheemi Harrison Grody, Layla and Mark have the day off. Clay Harbor, former NFL tight end, in studio, helping me run around and talk a little tight ends from CHSN's Big Pro Football Show. And Clay, you've been waiting on this segment, I know, all day, because Colson Loveland, Cole Kmet, when Colson Loveland gets drafted, ahead of Tyler Warren, by the way, who is having a phenomenal rookie season for the Colts, and Cole Kmet's still here, you're wondering, well, what does this mean for Cole Kmet? What does this mean? And then Colson Loveland had some injury problems early in the season, but I think we're finally seeing how two tight ends, maybe even three tight ends, can be used in Ben Johnson's offense. I know that makes the little lights in your eyes just brighten up.
No, it makes me feel warm and fuzzy all over, Marshall. It's just good. I think the Bears have two really good tight ends. Let me preface this by, I've been in tight end rooms, meeting rooms, practice fields, game fields with Brent Celek and Zach Ertz. I've played with Rob Gronkowski. I've played with Martellus Bennett. I've played with Eric Ebron. I've played with Kobe Fleener. I've played with a lot of tight ends in my day. I've watched a lot of tape on tight ends. Every tight end in the league when I was in there, Tony Gonzalez, I watched it all. Tight end was the position that you go and you watch because that's who you're going against. You'd always watch other tight ends. When I turn on this Chicago Bears tight end film, the first thing you see, and it's a lost art today, I will say that, these two guys, three guys, you can even throw Durham Smythe in there, but Colson Loveland and Cole Kmet are extremely tough and physical players. Colson Loveland might not have that reputation. Big, pretty guy. But when we say pretty, we mean tall, athletic build, not like he's actually a pretty man. Like a pretty looking football player. That's how football players use that term. Very common.
Like an Aaron Donald type?
Like an Aaron Donald. Pretty looking guy. That's the dude you want on your team, right? Big, just the guy looks good in a uniform. Colson Loveland is physical. He can block. He can hold the point. And for me, seeing that for a rookie, knowing how it is, going from blocking these teenagers in college to blocking grown men that do this for a living, that's the last thing to come. That usually comes after year three or year four. You feel consistent blocking. Colson Loveland can do it right now. Cole Kmet, people call me, say I'm on the lead at Cole Kmet's fan club. Yes, I do love Cole Kmet. Because he's so versatile, and whatever you ask him to do, he will do. You need to put him on the front side of a zone or the front side of a duo. He will hold the point. Not a lot of tight ends can do that. You also see him last week catching a little bender over the middle on a seam route. You see him catching a check down, breaking tackles for a first down. Had one of the best games I've seen from him as a Bear. He's not getting the opportunities. They drafted Colson Loveland. This guy doesn't bat an eyelash. He knows his role's about to change. It does. He keeps doing it at a high level. People keep talking about the offensive line as they should. Two other guys, even three other guys that should be put in every conversation about this running game, why it's the second best, most efficient running game in the NFL, Colson Loveland and Cole Kmet. They are holding the edge. They are blocking defensive ends and linebackers. They're not guys like Evan Ingram. You have to arc release the safeties. They're not guys like Sam Laporta that can maybe block a linebacker. He doesn't block a defensive end. Sorry, Robbie.
a lot taken.
You know, sorry. These are guys that can do everything. And then you throw in the playmaking of Colson Loveland. This guy has 144 yards after catch, 76 yards after contact. He can break tackles. He can do run after the catch. He can make big plays. He can get open. You saw that play last game. He catches the ball over the middle after DJ Moore drops a pass, makes two players miss, gets a first down. Huge play in that game. He keeps coming up big in clutch situations, and you keep seeing them get him involved. He will start in the backfield. He will start in the slot. He will start at X or Z. They will motion him around, and for you to be able to pick all that up as a rookie, let me tell you, Marshall, it's not easy. I've tried it. I've done it. I've been in a lot of different offenses. It's very impressive, and for me, the sky's the limit for this kid. He's only 21 years old. He had his first sip of beer this year.
Well, first sip of beer legally. I don't know what they do
legally,
out there in the
legally,
sticks.
Idaho, yeah,
yeah,
I know.
You already know.
I'm from Dwight, Illinois. I know. I'm from a small town.
I was really impressed with Cole Kmet. And as you said, he's been doing all of the nitty-gritty, the dirty work, if you will, without necessarily getting the glory. But for him to be the leading receiver, I know it was not a great day for Caleb Williams, completing just 16 of 32 passes. But for him to have the five catches for 45 yards and to lead them in receiving, that had to mean something. Here's Ben Johnson Monday on Cole Kmet's performance versus the Vikings.
Cole played one of his best games he has so far this year. And I get he caught a couple more balls, but I'm not even talking about that. He's great in the running game. And then pass pro, we put him in some tough matchups there on some of their defensive end or outside linebacker types. And I thought he did an outstanding job throughout that. And then when he was a ball carrier, you felt his presence out there. You know, he was lowering his shoulder. He was stiff arming. He brought our sideline to life a couple of times.
Talking about the tight ends, Cole Kmet, Colson Loveland. Don't worry, Durham Smythe. We didn't forget about you. Also, I like Ozzie Trapillo as an extra guy. I hope he catches a pass this week. I think it could happen. I really do, Clay. I know you're rolling your eyes at me. You're side-eyeing me. But I want to see some of the tricks out of the bag for Ben Johnson at home, Soldier Field, in Aaron Rodgers' presence, hurt or not. That's what I would like to see, but I like the way Ben Johnson talks about the other things that he does besides catching the football because, you know, I think we're in this world where we consume football, a lot of us, through a fantasy football lens. So if you're not catching the ball and running with it and scoring touchdowns, it's easy to not think about you in that way. But they become so integral to this offense. And I think when you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, a team that has had trouble containing tight ends, this seems like a golden opportunity to get those guys on the field in 12 personnel and understand that you can get some real mismatches because you have to respect the running game. You talked about the run efficiency of the Bears. And at the same time, Ben Johnson can just be setting you up for those tight ends to take advantage of you down the field.
The Steelers' defense to opposing tight ends this year have given up 68 catches for 678 yards and 7 touchdowns. Prorate that if you're a tight end throughout a full season. That would be one of the best tight end seasons of all time. That's what the Steelers are giving up. And shout out to my producer on the Chicago Sports Network, Big Pro Football Show, Casey Hurtenberg, for coming up with those numbers. That's what they're giving up to opposing tight ends. When you got two weapons like Kmet and Loveland, you got to take advantage of that. Their linebackers also bite heavy on play action. I mean, they're one of the worst run teams in the league is stopping the run. They bite them play action. What is play action built for?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It's built to get you explosive plays down the field.
To get the linebackers to suck up and get these tight ends and wide receivers in behind them. And that's what the Bears are running at a very high level. They're running the second most play action passes, 19% in the league, fifth most under center passes in the NFL. You get under center, you run that play action, you get the ball to Loveland, you get the ball to Komet, you're going to have action there. And here's another stat I found and I thought was very interesting about the Steelers. Steelers run a ton of man-to-man coverage, the second most in the NFL. I love Colson Loveland when he's matched up man-to-man against a linebacker. They're 26th in yards per target to a tight end. So every time you throw to a tight end, it gets charted yards per target. Every target, they're 26th in the league. That's not good. There's going to be opportunities there for your young tight ends to get some balls down the field, and I think they need to be option number one on plenty of pass plays this week.
Talking with Clay Harbor from CHSN's The Big Pro Football Show, Marshall Harrison. Without Mark, without Layla, they have the day off. They'll be back on tomorrow. Mark will be at Hal's Hall. Layla will be right back here in studio. But Clay, I think this is setting up for one of those game plans where you're saying the tight end should have a big day, and maybe not just one tight end, but possibly both tight ends?
Where do you think the Steelers rank in pass defense as a whole?
I know they're bottom five at my last check.
They're bottom. Okay, we're talking about Bengals, we're talking about Cowboys. They are giving up the most passing yards per game in the NFL. Okay, and one of the big reasons they're doing that is because they do not know how to guard a tight end. Play action crushes them. You get behind these linebackers, and you can find some open holes. They do run a lot of man-to-man coverage at about 35%. Who matches up on the tight ends when they match? And they're a defense that matches a lot, so they're going to have base out there to our two tight ends. That means you got linebackers trying to guard Colson Loveland and Cole Kmet. To me, that's a mismatch that you can't miss. That you can't miss that. This guy, Colson Loveland, runs like a deer, like a wide receiver, and he blocks like a, I'm not going to say an offensive tackle, but he blocks like a really good tight end blocking, okay? He's got a rare skill set that you don't see a lot among tight end. I already told you all the tight ends that I see, but I think this will be a breakout game for both of them, Loveland and Komet.
I have a simple question. Who's tight end one on the Bears?
I think tight end one on the Bears is basically in flux right now because it was Cole Kmet was getting more of the snaps, and he got 3 more snaps last week than Colson Loveland did, 59, 56. They ran a ton of 2 tight end sets last week, even 3 tight end sets. Durham Smythe was in there for 16 plays.
Yeah, that's why I asked, because I'm trying to figure out, does it even matter, one, and two, if you're Cole Kmet, like, you're probably pleasantly surprised at how much you still are involved, knowing that the number one overall pick, or not number one overall pick, but the first round pick of the Bears is a tight end.
The crazy thing about Ben Johnson is he will come out 1 week, like we saw last week, and run a ton of 12 and 13 personnel. Then he'll come out the next week, and you're seeing three wide 11 personnel all game long. So he will find something on tape. He will find a personnel grouping he likes to run against. He will find a formation, an alignment that he likes to run or throw against, and he will major in that until the cows come home. He will keep doing it and keep attacking it. So it goes week to week. But last week, you saw a pretty equal balance. I think Colson Loveland is at the point to where he's starting to overtake Cole Kmet as the number one tight end. They're more comfortable with him in the blocking game. They're more comfortable with him getting downfield. Cole is going to be a guy that's doing a lot of the blocking, a lot of the play action chip flats. He's going to get an occasional play action, get behind the linebackers, throw him a ball. But any big time target, I think it's going to Colson Loveland. And I got to give Durham Smythe a shout out. He's a guy that last week showed he can run ISO. You saw the Bears running a lot of ISO. That's a fullback play. So he made himself more versatile. That's why you saw him on the field more, because he's running ISO. There's the Bears come out one play. They run a three tight formation. The next play they come out and they're running four wide, but they still have three tight ends in the game. That's how versatile these guys are, and that's why Ben Johnson loves having these athletic tight ends.
So the tight ends have been doing work, and Cole Kmet's role, there were a lot of questions surrounding it once we did hear Colson Loveland's name as the first pick that the Bears took in last year's draft. Here's Adam Hogue from Spiegel and Holmes yesterday on Cole Kmet's role on the team this year after Colson Loveland was taken with that pick.
He really does care about winning, and I thought that that was most clear after they drafted Colson Loveland. Like, I talked to him a few days after the draft, and like his first reaction was, dude, we needed another tight end. Like I'm all in on this. Like, and I don't think people realize Cole Kmet's ideally suited in the role he's in now. He's not supposed to be the tight end that's, you know, running all the way downfield and a speed burner and these crisp routes. Like, it's cool that he can do that when they need him to. And what people didn't realize is they were actually trying to get him out of that role the last few years. They signed Robert Tonyan, didn't go well. They signed Gerald Everett, didn't go well. Cole ended up having to play both tight end positions when they were trying to sign other guys to put him in the role that he's best at. So now they finally have that with Colson Loveland. And I think it's bringing the best out of Cole Kmet. Also, so is the offense. So is Ben Johnson. This is a great offense to be running 12 personnel, sometimes 13 personnel, and have him dominate as a blocker.
That's Adam Hogue along with Spiegel and Holmes to talk about the Kmet role. And Clay, hearing that, do you feel like everything's in its proper place now, maybe in this offense as far as the tight end position goes?
I think it is, and I think Hogue hit the nail on the head. The thing you really respect about Cole Kmet is, yeah, he's a guy that wants to be a number one tight end. It reminds me a lot of Brent Celek in Philadelphia. He was the number one tight end for a number of years. He got a big contract. People want to see him produce more. Guess what the Eagles do when Chip Kelly comes in, besides move me to wide receiver and linebacker?
You enjoyed those linebacker days, didn't you?
Yeah, they weren't fun. They draft Zach Ertz. So Celek knows, I'm going to go from the guy who's a primary pass catcher, I'm going to be a blocker, and I'm going to catch these checkdowns. And he's got that same personality as Cole, is what you want. He's going to do whatever it takes to win football games. Zach took over as a pass catcher. Brent, who's had 60, 70 catch seasons, more than even Cole Kmet had, took a back seat, became a really good blocker, one of the best blockers in the league, ended up winning a Super Bowl. People in Philly love him today. He walks outside. I mean, he might as well be the mayor. I mean, he's not Jason Kelce level, but he's up there. And that's what you see from Cole Kmet. His attitude is all about winning. He blocks hard, even if he's not getting the ball. He doesn't care if Colson's going out and catching a 40, 30-yard pass. He is good in his role, and he does it dang good. He can be very versatile, motion back and forth, very intelligent player, good in pass pro. There really isn't a weakness in this guy's game. And when you watch tight ends around the league, in the years I've watched him, you can always find a weakness. He doesn't do this well. He doesn't do this well. I'll tell you, my weakness was pass pro. I did not want to be pass blocking nobody at my size at tight end. Cole Kmet can do that. He can run block. He can catch the ball. He can get downfield. Cole Kmet deserves a lot of credit for how he's handled the situation and how he stepped up his other roles since Colson Loveland has been here.
From one tight end to another, it's Clay Harbor's love letter to Cole Kmet. And you know what? I think the people outside, they appreciate that. A reminder, come out to Captain Jack's Beverages in Oak Forest tomorrow from 5:30 to 7 p.m. You can meet Layla Rahimi and register for your chance to win a pair of passes to attend Football After Dark with Nashawn Wright at Moretti's in Bedford Park. That's on December 2nd. It's all brought to you by Remy Martin, VSOP. This is my city. When we come back, more with Clay Harbor as he fills in here on Rahimi, Harris, and Grody. You may have seen his featured segment on the Big Pro Football Show. It's called Clay's Corner. Well, we have a segment of our own. Not quite the same. It's called Clay's Cornered. I ask him some questions. Hopefully he gives me some answers. And we all grow. That's up next on Rahimi, Harris, and Grody here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.